Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Jared Blake, a partner at Social Climb, who will discuss how his organization is transforming online reputation management for many medical practices throughout the U.S. In addition, Social Climb will be joining a number of other organizations focused on truly making health data exchange work at the Rosetta Health HIMSS 2018 booth, which is booth number 11418. And Jared, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And let's jump right in. Let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell our listeners a little bit more about Social Climb.
Perfect. Yeah. Social Climb, we have been around for about 2 years. You know, we're a technology company that gives medical practices tools to allow them to manage, monitor, and then react to their online reputation. And so what that means is when a patient comes in after they leave, we automatically send out invites for them to provide feedback in public areas like Google, Facebook, Health Grades, Vitals, Yelp, and many others. And through our proprietary process, the patient has the opportunity to leave that public feedback and can, you know, kind of self-select. If they had a great experience, we want them talking about how much they love Dr. Smith and what he did for them and all of that, so that other people who are potentially looking for a new provider are able to see, hey, you know, this patient had a great experience. And, you know, that really influences decision-making nowadays. We frequently see stats that anywhere from 80 to 85% of all purchasing decisions are made and influenced by online reviews. And people trust what other people say about their experiences, particularly in, you know, medical situations. So our tools really help medical practices start to take control of that. And yeah, you're going to have poor reviews, bad things are going to happen, people get frustrated. And so we give you the tools to help provide and craft that persona in such a way that when somebody does see that something happens, they not only realize that what is being said about you is real and you're not just stuffing it with a bunch of fake reviews, but then when the problem does happen, the practice is able to respond and remediate and, you know, try and do everything that they can to make sure, you know, there's a good, positive customer perception of the practice. In addition to all of those, you know, public-facing tools, then we provide a number of different reporting and other data tools that help manage the practice as well. So as I'm sure everybody is aware, there's a lot of interpersonal dynamics that happen in a medical practice. And sometimes it can be difficult when you've got a lot of type A personalities to maybe provide some feedback that says, you know, Dr. Jones, your bedside manner really is bad and it's affecting other people in the practice. And so instead of having to kind of have that awkward conversation, we give you the data and report cards that can show that, you know, patients are actually saying this, and it, you know, kind of cuts through a lot of that a little bit easier. So, you know, kind of offer a full range of solutions, you know, that all drive towards helping practices really improve everything from their reputation to even the internal operation of the practice.
That's fantastic. And I know, you know, in May 2017, we announced a partnership with Rosetta Health with you all. Tell us a little bit more about your work with Rosetta Health.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, you know, the key foundation of our system being able to, you know, send out those feedback review or feedback invites, we have to be able to get the data from the practice to know who to send messages to. And utilizing Rosetta Health has greatly streamlined that process for us. You know, we are not intercommunication experts. We're really good at what we do on our side, but getting that data out of so many disparate systems and different, you know, EHRs and practice management systems and all of that really was kind of one of the big holdups in driving adoption with our product. And our partnership with Rosetta Health has enabled us to move a lot quicker in the initial implementation phase for practices as we bring them online.
That's great. And speaking of your partnership with Rosetta Health, I understand that you are going to be a part of what we're calling the village or the community effort at HIMSS 2018, where you'll be joining organizations like HASA, Shatskin Systems, IMAT, and of course, Rosetta Health. Tell us about this. Why did you all decide to join and be part of this group effort at HIMSS, if you will?
Like I mentioned, you know, we're a relatively young company and obviously have been very aware of HIMSS, but have felt like for the stage that we are and the size that we are, it's really hard to cut through all the noise and to be able to take advantage of, you know, have our participation at HIMSS really mean something for the company. And so when we were given the opportunity to join into this village effort, we felt like this would help elevate our opportunity to communicate and meet with potential partners and potential customers and really get our feet wet in, you know, the HIMSS environment in a way that would be much more effective than if we just tried to do it on our own.
That's great. And you know, a big theme of this village, if you will, is that it takes a community to help, you know, break down the barriers of health data exchange, which is a huge challenge and probably will be a big topic at HIMSS. Do you feel that's also the case with you all, you know, if you will, by joining up with all these organizations, kind of carrying this message that this collective message that it does take a village? Does that benefit you all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I mentioned, you know, our partnership with Rosetta has directly impacted our ability to streamline the implementation process for our customers. And we wouldn't be able to do it on our own. And, you know, it's the perfect example of this village effort and working together with Rosetta and the other partners. We're actually excited to look at what are other areas within our business or even that we could help our customers with because of these village relationships.
That's excellent. You know, Jared, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. And before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, you know, really appreciate the opportunity. Really looking forward to being at HIMSS. Definitely check us out at socialclime.com. It's socialclime.com. And come and say hi to us at the booth.
Perfect. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast with Jared Blake, who's a partner at Social Climb. Jared was kind enough to share his insights into what his organization does, the company's partnership with Rosetta Health, also talked about why the value of being part of the HIMSS Village with Rosetta Health is a very viable option for his company as well. And just to close it out, a reminder, the Rosetta Health Community booth will be at HIMSS, booth number 11418. And Jared, thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.